from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, man, reports are, and we heard it from John Harris. If you missed that earlier, he was on with us at 2:40. He gave it a full breakdown. Multiple picks from Derek Stingley Jr. off of C.J. Stroud. One where he went over and apparently went up with Nico Collins and was able to get a pick and got himself in good position, according to John Harris. And then another one, a pick six off C.J. Stroud. And it looks like he's looking like what you said the day he was drafted, what he needs to be.
Now you're a Texan, man.
Yeah, it looks like Derek Stingley is that. John said he think Derek's going to be in the team pitcher of the top three of the league.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, look, Johnny Harris is obviously high on the fellow, on the young fellow, which I don't know anybody that isn't really high on him, but best hands on the team, top three corner in the league. That's a bold statement given what we've seen. I don't think it's a stretch. I don't think he's crazy for having those opinions at all. I mean, Derek Stingley is clearly a guy with an extremely high ceiling. He has played very little football, relatively speaking, and he is, you want to talk about a trajectory of becoming one of the best, he's on it. There's no doubt there. But it's interesting to me, Ron, if you look at kind of how this training camp has gone, which we discussed a little bit earlier with Johnny. It was early on, the first week, maybe 10 days of camp. Not 10 days, first week of camp. This offense was making a statement and making it a point to be more aggressive and take some shots downfield. And it just seemed like, I don't think it was by design, but it just seemed like they had no problem if a go route was called and Derek Stingley happened to be on that wide receiver and there was no deep help, and they were going to take that shot on Derek Stingley. And they took advantage of him a couple of times, got behind him a couple of times. And then comes the day when the scuffle happened, right? He was having a really, really good day that day before the scuffle, but then the scuffle happens. He clearly doesn't have a problem letting Dalton Schultz and everybody else know that whatever went down ain't gonna happen on his watch. He continues to have a great day that day, and he has continued to show out ever since. And it's all culminated today in practice, where you got bad weather, but there's three facets here, if you will. One, he undercuts Tank Dell on a speed cut out route. One of the best route runners. I am very confident in saying one of the best route runners in the league. He undercuts Tank Dell on an out route to the point where he doesn't just get a PBU. He picks it and would have taken it to the house had it been. If you're running routes for Tank Dell, then you're covering it next level. Then he goes up. And on a 50-50 ball that's thrown up to Nico Collins, Derek Stingley goes up, and he's the winner of the 50-50 ball and gets a pick there, which was in the red zone, which would have been a huge turnover. And then we get to the point that the quarterback that's throwing these interceptions to Derek Stingley statistically was the best quarterback in the game last year, throwing for the most yards per game and the fewest interceptions. He's the best in the game as it pertains to major production and few interceptions. That is a big-time, big-time statement. And one of the interceptions, I believe it was the pick six where he undercut Tank Dell. Word on the street is he threw the ball back towards the offensive sideline. And look, this is, to me, this is the Derek Stingley that I'm looking for. This is the Derek Stingley that I've been waiting for. I was not as impressed, I guess. I remember a couple of years ago, everybody getting super impressed with a ball that was thrown directly to him in the end zone by Trevor Lawrence. I'm thinking that was just, hell, I think I may have been able to catch that ball, right? I mean, I think we wanted him to be good immediately, and he was injured. And then he got in there, and you wanted even more that we just kind of blew whatever he did, good, bad, or indifferent, out of proportion, right? Last year, the Amari Cooper follow, the Amari Cooper shadow, and eliminating him from the box score was the arrival of Derek Stingley Jr. But there's never been a moment, right, where you go into a game and you think the Texans got the best corner in the league. One of, high ceiling, big time expectations. No question. I've had those. Love him. Wouldn't trade him. Have confidence in him. But best corner in the league? We're going to go into games this year, Ron. And whether it's true or not, I don't think it's crazy when people say, you know what? The Texans may have the best corner in the damn league. I don't think that is an out-of-pocket, oh my God, what the hell. And he's got a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong, but this is the first time where I've felt like, okay, let's have a conversation about Derek Stingley and all the tangibles and the high ceiling. As long as he can stay healthy, can he be a top corner in this league? And I think it's a real conversation.
And based off what we're seeing in training camp and based off what we saw at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.